Welcome to the Art Talk podcast, where I discuss the stories that help us accomplish to be better artists as well as better art entrepreneurs. I am Karin Merks, your host, and I'm artist, art entrepreneur, and art coach or teacher. Hello, listeners. Episode 43 of Art Talk, and it is all about one word, allowing, but probably a little bit different than you expect. It is a word often used. However, how much do we as artists, or women in general, or female artists, put that to practice? Recently, I received a book recommendation, and as an avid reader, I immediately downloaded it to my Kindle. The Story of Art Without Men. Wow! As portrait artist with the mission to empower women, and as art historian, I was definitely interested. Just the introduction was an eye-opener. A study in 2019 showed that in US museums, 87% of the artworks are by men, predominantly 85% white men. In the National Gallery of London, only 1% of the collection is by women. And a research the author did in 2022, asking people how many female artists they knew, 30% came to a maximum of 3, and youngsters, 18 to 24, more than half, didn't know any, because it wasn't taught in schools. This alone made my jaw drop. And then think about black female artists. How about them? Hence why I found out that most women in general do not like to see themselves on the wall, and how we as women are defined by the male gaze. Simultaneously, female artists were shoved under the carpet for decades because men only referred and still refer to themselves. Hence why I had to study the story of art. Full stop. Probably I should say with only men. It is by Gombrich. It's a fist thick book about art, the history of art. I wondered how allowing, the word I want to discuss, falls into this topic. That women allowed themselves to be artists is clear. To me, a very profound example is Edmonia Lewis, who was of African Native American descent. She was severely bullied and accused falsely, racism, but she stepped up for herself. She noticed a statue and said that she could do that too. She went to Rome, received lessons, and became well known. Yet art history, books, what we learn, never talks about her. Camille Claudel, sculptor, protégé and mistress of Rodin, worked on many of his sculptures. When he dumped her, she went on, totally and fully of passion. Yet her passion was seen as a mental disorder because women didn't sculpt. It wasn't done. And she ended up in an asylum. The biopic made of this shows Camille who behaves mad, to emphasize on this, as she wasn't well and put rightfully into that asylum. I would say, talk to me about oil paint. No, I'm not going into the asylum. I'm passionate, and many women are. I bet there are way more of these stories in the history of art. And these women went for what they wanted. They followed their heart, and both were very good at what they did. Even better than other men, sculptors, including Rodin, who used Camille and bluntly dismissed her when she was not needed anymore. I wonder how much they allowed themselves to be who they really were. I even wonder if many female artists, students, drop their study because the male professor telling them they had no talent and would never make it anyway. That is another very serious issue, of which my friend Joan Marie had a fair share, and she definitely experienced that as traumatic. But she allowed herself to do it anyway and worked extremely hard and is doing really well now. I could say I had the same experience, but from my family, who were very dismissive when I pursued my studies in music. And I was literally told I was only good for kids and being a representative for a husband. No, I'm not that old. The principles of my late father were. Oh my gosh, yeah. So my question is, how much are you allowing to be? How much are you allowing to be true to who you really are? Are you a full-time artist? Do you allow yourself time enough in your studio? Do you allow yourself enough time to hone your skills, to grow, to become really good at what you do? Do you allow yourself to take no phone calls, to skip cooking when you are in flow and forget the time? Do you give yourself the gift to take up a course because art was something you always wanted to do? Or is that the man who demands his food, clean clothes, a clean house and time, taking care of the children? It isn't so strange when I ponder on this. Many women I spoke to have a difficulty to allow themselves to be who they are. To take that course, to be that artist they studied for. It seems that women are often still underappreciated, still seen as the extension of the family, men and children. In the year 2023, I think it is a good idea to set the intentions to be, to allow artists, all female artists, allow yourself time to work in your studio. Allow yourself to be seen as artist. That even more, by the way. Allow yourself to be not available for family and or friends. Allow yourself to grow and hone your skills. Allow yourself to take up that painting course you wanted to do your whole life. And no, age is a number. Feeling old is a mindset. No excuses anymore. Allow yourself to be who you really are. So thank you all for listening. This was a short and sweet episode, dear to my heart. And next week I hope to have an interview with someone you already heard about. I'm really excited about this. Because you can learn so much from her, also as an artist, as a human being. Doesn't matter what you do. And I hope she has time. Wishing you all a very productive week in your studio and speak soon. Bye. I wish you a very peaceful and productive week. And remember, art is the cradle of your soul. Take care.